Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves for free at 800-259-9231. As we launch into hour number two of the program, is Ian here with you?
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. Continuing the story about Ed Rosenthal, the guru of ganja, as he is called, found guilty in federal court out in California for the second time. So he's actually not receiving any extra time in jail, but they got him this time. They tried him again, which I don't really understand how that's supposed to work, you know, double jeopardy and all that. But nonetheless, they tried
him again.
They
couldn't sentence
him. But yeah, right. So it was like a show trial.
Yeah, very strange.
Basically. But not entirely, because there were some threats made against some of the witnesses that had been subpoenaed. And this goes back, this speaks to what I've said before on this show, and that is that the government bustles and blusters a lot about how tough it is and how scary it is, and it wants you to be scared of it, and it threatens you. It has no problem threatening you, but following through on the threats is a whole other story. And in this case, with the courtroom trial of Ed Rosenthal, there was a bit of civil disobedience in the court last Friday. That's when six medical marijuana movement witnesses that had been subpoenaed by the government to testify against Ed Rosenthal simply refused to do so. Five others who were prepared to join them were dismissed on technical grounds. One by one, recalcitrant witnesses told the court they would not participate in an immoral prosecution. Quote, "I told them I could not participate and go against the wishes of the community," said one of the witnesses. Judge Breyer then praised the six for their dignified conduct and asked them if being sent to jail for the weekend would make them change their minds about testifying. Now, that's where most people would give in.
Yeah.
Most people would say, "Whoa, I've got a little league game this weekend. I can't be going to jail," or whatever it is that their engagements are. And they would say,
"I'm allergic to sodomy. I can't go to jail."
That's not everyone is sodomized in jail.
No, certainly not.
But that's not where it ended. They continued to hold strong against the judge's threats, and when they replied in the negative, he sent them home for the weekend. The witnesses then reappeared on Tuesday, reiterated their refusal to testify, and Judge Breyer simply excused them.
Wow.
So he started out by acting all tough and threatening the witnesses with a weekend in jail. Then when he asked them again after the weekend that they didn't spend in jail, the witnesses continued to stand strong against the judge, and he didn't do anything about it. He could have. He very well could have charged them with something, but he didn't.
It makes me wonder why, because he had really nothing to lose.
That's true, but it makes you wonder why in many of the instances where the government flexes its muscle and then backs down. We've seen this again and again. Now, it doesn't always. You can't count on the government to back down, but there are some instances where if they've gotten enough public exposure for what's going on, if they're not going to get away with their tyranny completely unscathed, there's a good chance they're going to just quietly back away from the threats that they've made. We saw an example of this, I think it was about 2 years ago with the first UN flag burn here in New Hampshire. We didn't attend this one, Mark. It was before we got here. But we
burned some UN flags this year.
We sure did. That was actually like the end of 2006 is when it happens, the end of every year. But in the 2005 UN flag burn, they were going to do it in the park, one of the parks here in Keene, New Hampshire. Government property and everything. So they went to get a permit to burn some flags in the park, or to burn things in the park. And, of course, the parks had no interest in granting a permit like that. And they did everything they could to threaten them and say, well, you know, if you do this, there's a chance you could be arrested. The fire department will have to be called, and you'll have to pay that bill, and, you know, whatever all the threats were. Nobody showed up. I mean, our people showed up and burned UN flags, but no one from the government showed up. They knew when and where it was going to happen, but they didn't enforce their threats.
Interesting.
It is very interesting.
It shows the inconsistency of government enforcement of its rules anyway.
Yeah.
It's not that they're scared, it's just that they can't be bothered right now. And they're inconsistent all the time in enforcement of just about all their rules. So I don't know that that's, I don't know that it's anything new for people, but, you know, sometimes you can get away. If you're doing something all along, it seems like sooner or later they'll come get you though.
Yeah, it's not a guarantee, but the fact is, and we've seen it again and again, when you stand up to the government's threats, the government, it seems, more often than not, backs down. And that's governments at local, federal, and state levels. Anyway, the California Normal director said it's important that this gets some attention because it's one of the few actions where people have had the courage to risk going to jail for refusing to testify for the government. The prosecutor can file contempt charges if he wants, but I think the judge would be pretty unhappy. Rosenthal isn't going to jail in any case, so to have someone go to jail would be a real travesty. The community is getting fed up, said Green Aid's representative. The jury pool wasn't happy, the judge wasn't happy, and a dozen people subpoenaed to testify just said, I'm not going to do it, and you can't make me. Good for them. Congratulations to those few, those handful of Americans that actually had the courage to just say no to the government and its absurd demands. I really think those people deserve a round of applause. So good for them. And I hope this spreads. I hope more people will have the courage to just say no. When the government is demanding they do something that they don't want to do, just say no. 800-259-9231 to the phones. Alan in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good. What's happening?
I want to update you on the Iraq War situation.
Yes, sir.
It has just come out today that another retired general has said that the most we can hope for is a stalemate. This is from a quote from Ricardo Sanchez, who actually was commander of the troops back in 2005 in Iraq. This is the fifth retired general in the last few months to come out against this war. And did you know, as of today, they don't even have one-third of the neighborhoods in Baghdad under control, the U.S. military?
I believe it. I don't know if the generals are coming out and against the war. They're just saying it can't be won.
Exactly.
Yep.
And in my calculations, Alex Jones was mentioning they're only counting about 1 out of 15 actual deaths. They're not reporting. They're not being truthful about how many people were really losing.
I've heard that over and over again. It's hard to imagine that these people's families aren't saying something to the press when they don't get mentioned in these, because there's a list of who's died.
Are they counting friendly fire in the 3,000 something deaths that have happened so far?
No, they're not.
So that's what you're saying. You're saying they might be telling the families one thing when in fact another thing happened.
Right. And did you hear about this latest with the missing soldiers? The families at first were told that their family members were all killed. Now they are telling them they're missing. It's like they keep changing the story on this.
How strange.
Mm.
And what do y'all think about this idea that they keep telling us we were in there for different reasons? It doesn't sound a lot like Vietnam.
Well, they have kept changing the reasons. As soon as one reason is debunked, George Bush comes up with another one.
Right. Since we can't find weapons of mass destruction, then in fact we're in there to spread democracy and freedom.
And Saddam's an evil man.
Yeah, don't forget that. Yeah. Saddam's a bad guy.
Right.
I mean, it's just,
I think that it's very close to Vietnam in a lot of ways. But the parallel I've been drawing in my own mind is, how much the United States is becoming the empire that it fought against in the Revolutionary War.
Exactly.
It's just strange that we're trying to take over the world. Ian doesn't agree with me. Right. The United States is trying to take over the world, the government. And I say we're doing it in a slightly nicer way than empires in the past have done, simply because, we have smart bombs instead of carpet bombing now, those kind of things. But,
they accidentally kill the wrong people, it was very smart.
It was an accident, as opposed to, you just blew up a whole
city. I'm sure the hundreds of thousands of people that have died in Iraq really care about whether or not they were hit by a smart bomb.
I'm sure they, there's not that many people that have been killed by bombs, necessarily. Lots of it is through, just lack
of
services.
Because you were there, right?
Pestilence.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
And you know how many died because you were there?
I don't know how many died. All I know is you start dropping bombs on cities, people are going to die.
Yeah. Sorry you have to sit through this, Alex. Or Alan. Anyway, the point that I think the next step on this is the hiring of Hessians. I think that we're going to...
Like mercenaries you're talking about, like from Blackwater?
Well, not necessarily the mercenaries, because the Hessians weren't paid that well. I think what we're going to do, see as the next step. This is just a prediction of mine. Who knows if it'll be right. I'm not like Rush. I'm not 99.44% right. But I think that maybe we'll start letting the illegal immigrants in as long as they agree to be in the Army.
for
2 years.
I see your point.
It's a possibility. Alan, final thoughts?
Well, it's just a horrible situation. It's really sad.
It is. It needs to end, and I think the only presidential candidate that's going to do anything about it is Ron Paul. Of course,
amen to that, brother.
On that. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI line. This is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are completely free, including the updates. You just get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer, very little. But the Prometheus Institute, that's readpi.com, is looking to change that by implementing practical and innovative solutions to today's most pressing policy issues. Visit readpi.com today. I have such a tough time with that, Ian. Readpi. Readpi.com.
800-259-9231. I went to their website when you mentioned them as a new advertiser, mm-hmm. and they've got some pretty cool stuff on there.
Yeah,
and some stuff that doesn't have anything to do with politics. Like there was this one article about that Axe stuff, that silly perfume or cologne for men that advertises itself as though you're going to have more
like
success
women
to
be
with
crawling
women.
All over you just
yeah.
because you've sprayed this crap on
yeah.
you.
It was a very cynical article, and I really enjoyed it. Readpi.com. 1-800-259-9231. Let's roll for the phone calls and talk to Ola in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ola.
Hi.
Hi. What's on your mind?
I'm calling about yesterday. I'm actually doing my little exercise thing, listening to you guys. It's what I do every single day.
Excellent.
I know. Got to do that marathon thing. And I'm the person who made that video for you about voting.
The video and about voting.
Saying,
it's been a while.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
When did this happen?
God, this is like almost a year ago.
Okay, I think this is probably like the only video that has ever been made for Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. So I think I remember.
Well, I'm going to make you another one.
Okay.
Because I think you guys deserve it. Anyways, and I'll make this one a little bit better. And you were talking yesterday about online distribution and YouTube and how people aren't really going to be famous anymore. And I was thinking about that a lot.
Oh, are you on a cell phone or at a horse race?
On a cell phone.
Okay. Can you go towards outdoors or something? Because your connection's really shoddy at this point.
Oh, well, I'll just go ahead and make it quick. I was just
right,
going to say
that
I think you're completely right, but you're also forgetting that in this new media, it gives better opportunity for, like, just renegade videos to be out there as well, promoting whatever thing you want to promote. So, say, if you wanted to make a video about how nobody's talking about the issues, you would make some funny little animation about nobody talking about the issues, and it may be downloaded maybe somewhere between 100,000 times to, you know, whatever. So,
right. Now that I'm thinking about what you're saying, I think that I'm sort of right and sort of wrong at the same time, because we're not going to have celebrities, I don't think, in the way that we have had in the past, but at the same time, people can certainly increase their visibility.
Yeah, there'll be outstanding moments and outstanding people for every now and then, but yeah.
Right. Will they last forever? Will they be with us for decades? I don't know about that. And Ola, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And looking forward to your video at 800-259-9231. I mean, if you look at the way the Internet, and we were talking a lot about this on Saturday Night's show, which, of course, you can download at freetalklive.com, but we're talking about decentralization and affordability of media production, creation, and distribution, and how that's sort of changing everything. It's taking the power out of the hands of old media and putting it into the hands of you, should you want to take that power, whether you're creating a podcast, a radio show, or a video product or something like that, animation. It's all within your reach for much more affordable means than before. And I'm thinking, like, well, okay, are we going to have the celebrities like we've had a John Wayne in the past, or, you know, these huge celebrities that their popularity lasts over decades?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's going to be the case, where you have so much content competing for all of the eyeballs on the Internet. There are certainly content that's going to be more popular than others, and certainly things that are going to become popular and stay popular for a certain amount of time. Like, for instance, you mentioned Ask a Ninja recently, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the number one video podcast worldwide by far.
And he is funny.
I've seen an episode. It was okay. I can see why a lot of people would like it. But, you know, this guy started out doing his little Ask a Ninja video podcast, probably not thinking it was going to do very much. I mean,
it was just something clever of
right.
his.
What do you expect to happen? You can't really go into any of these productions expecting to become famous. But some people do. Some people...
Well, I don't know that he's famous. I mean, I don't know who he is.
On the Internet, though, he's got a lot of subscribers. As far as him personally, his product is famous. That's what I'm talking
about.
And if he were more, I guess, public, then we'd all know who he is. But, and I'm sure there's articles out there that reveal that. But nonetheless, he's gotten really, really popular. His show's gotten extremely popular as a result of the availability and the distribution of the internet. But will he ever reach a level of a, you know, a Mel Gibson? Will he ever reach a level of a Brad Pitt, for instance? I don't know if the internet has that ability. I don't know if things are just too diffuse on the internet. If, you know, you can be popular on the internet, but that doesn't mean that 100 other people aren't as popular as you are.
Or more.
But it's difficult trying to figure out where this is going to go, because this is uncharted territory.
It really
basically.
Is. You know,
so I'm just predicting things. What the hell do I know? I'm just a guy behind a microphone.
And people ask me on a pretty regular basis, how do I get into talk radio? How do I become a talk radio superstar?
Yeah.
As though I know, right? Mm. As though I have any experience in being a talk radio superstar.
Have a friend who starts a talk show.
Right,
and,
right. You know.
That's how you got in.
Have the ability to sell radio ads. What I often tell people is start a podcast. Start putting your product out there.
Yeah.
It's better than an air check and trying to market it to the radio stations like the old days.
You put stations aren't hiring.
No, they're not, really. And what you have to do is you have to make yourself better and more desirable than anything else that's out, than the other people that are, that, you know, 10 other people that contacted that program director that month to be a radio talk show host.
Yeah.
You have to show them why they would want to have you on the air. Well, if you're already doing a podcast and you have, I don't know, a few hundred subscribers or something like
and
that.
And maybe a couple of years under your belt.
Yep. You might as well put your time in your living room than putting it in at a station, because a lot of stations don't pay in the beginning. You have to do internships.
Right. Well, as new media like the internet becomes more popular, old media is having more and more trouble keeping up. And of course, the radio industry is a great example, considering they're a heavily regulated industry. I mean, the radio industry is almost like a private club,
mm-hmm.
because you can't get a you can't get a license without jumping through a bunch of federal hoops, even if they, and that's even presuming they're offering licenses. There are certain time periods where they just, oh, I'm sorry, not accepting applications.
Yeah.
There's very, very little competition in the radio business compared to the world of podcasting, where anybody with a microphone and a computer and an internet connection can play. Anybody. And so in the radio world,
and there's podcasts out there that are making money right now.
I don't know how much money they're making.
I don't either.
But it's starting to become something that advertisers are looking at least.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the radio world is concerned, there's, you know, all these barriers to entry. Well, because of all of the regulation, the industry's having trouble competing with new media. And so therefore, the industry only knows how to do one thing at this point, and that's cut costs. Because they want to keep their transmitters, they want to keep their business model, but they're realizing that they can't do it in this particular day and age in the radio business because of all the centralization and homogenization that's happened in this business. They can't afford to pay the people that they used to pay, and they're not good at innovating new ways to bring new content on the air. The farm team system is dead. It's over with. So there's a lot of problems in radio, and I think that podcasting is an important factor to getting into this business. This is Free Talk Live.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Wong's, Snyder's Drug, Bylo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring us anything toll free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org. 1-800-259-9231. Talking about here, it was sort of a subtopic of... I guess Ola brought us back to this issue of decentralization of the media and putting the means of production of the media into the hands of everyone by the fact that competition and the internet has essentially brought that made that happen. Really, it's the marketplace, the marketplace that exists that has made this possible with the internet. The internet plus competition has resulted in everyone being able to create video and audio product at dirt cheap costs. And it's only going to get more affordable. It's only going to get more affordable and easier than it is today. And it's already darn simple. It's really easy to download an audio production program and plug a microphone into your computer, hit record, press stop, save an MP3 file and upload it onto the internet. It's only going to get easier, Mark. It's going to get easier to create podcasts. Distribution's going to get more effective. It's going to get faster. Of course, the internet keeps getting faster. Downloads are going to be instantaneous. They're already darn fast. It's just going to get faster. And big media doesn't know what to do about it.
They don't like it much. They know that.
No, I can tell you, we're going this weekend, as we mentioned last week, we're going this weekend to the New Media Seminar, Talkers Magazine New Media Seminar in New York City. We'll be schmoozing it up with the industry bigwigs, who most of them don't really know what they're doing.
Right. They know they want younger listeners, and there we stand right in front of them, and they don't know how to get them.
Right.
Ah, we can't figure out how to get younger listeners. But those Free Talk Live guys, they're pretty radical.
yeah, exactly right. We'll be sitting, inevitably, Mark, we'll be sitting on, we won't be on the panels. If we were, it would completely change the whole tone of the event.
putting you on a panelist, like throwing fire on it.
So we're not going to be on the panels, but we'll be sitting there watching these industry executives lament. They'll stand up in front of this crowd of industry execs and talk show hosts and, you know, the people in the business, and they'll lament the fact that young people in America are not growing up with a radio habit.
Right. They don't consider the radio an appliance for everyday use, necessarily.
Right. It's that thing that's in their car that they'd rather put a CD into.
Right.
Right? And so they'd rather go out and buy an iPod so they can program their own music. And, and the industry knows the trends. They're aware of the trends. They know that young people are going elsewhere for their entertainment product. And they don't know what to do about it. And some of the things they're trying aren't working very well. The free FM format that CBS Radio launched, I think it was early in 2006. Many of you in larger cities are probably aware of this. But what they did was they flipped a lot of their rock stations and their big FM stations with big signals. They flipped them over to an all-talk format. But they were programming it sort of hot-talky, which is sort of this format where we kind of got our start on a hot talk station,
right.
which failed, like Free FM is failing.
It's censored locker room talk.
It's like a morning TNA show all day long.
Right. And, you know, the idea is that young people can't relate to real topics. They can only relate to...
Young people only want to talk about sex, Paris Hilton, and dumb stuff.
Right. Sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Right. And sure, there's a segment of population that does want to talk about those
things. A segment of older population wants to talk about that, too.
But apparently it's not enough to get advertisers. It's not enough to really sustain a business model because the free FM stations, which had a whole lot of money put behind them by CBS Radio, are now flipping formats. The station that was in New York City has flipped back to its alternative rock format. And that's like the death knell for that format.
Right.
So, and it works in some places. It works really well in Orlando, Florida. Real Radio's down there. They've been on the air for a decade doing FM talk. So it can work, but it doesn't always work. And so the industry,
they mix politics, local politics, national politics with hot talk the whole day. They have the Phillips Files on
that's
in the afternoon.
True.
They've
more
got
political.
The Monsters of the Midday. I think they're the Monsters of the Morning now.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Monsters of Awful.
Well, I don't personally like the format.
Yeah.
I know they had Drew Garabo on. I don't know what they have.
Who the hell is he?
Right. He's the guy.
He's the guy that got double zeros that we replaced. So they don't know what they're doing. At this point, the industry's sort of in the phase of, okay, let's throw it against the wall and see if it sticks.
Right. Free Talk Live already sticking.
But they don't know it yet. They don't realize it.
But we tell them.
Yeah.
They're just not paying attention. Yeah. If somebody's telling us, it must not be true.
So either they're going to learn the hard way, or the visionaries will pick us up and figure it out in advance. But I don't think that radio is going to die off necessarily. I hope it doesn't, at least. Of course, the FCC seems to be doing its damnedest to make sure that happens.
The government agencies, they don't benefit in any way. It doesn't matter to them.
Right.
You know?
They have no interest in letting up on the business and reducing their restrictions and their regulations. There's a little bit of good news, though, and that is that Clear Channel, the behemoth of radio, is selling off most of its radio stations. All of them in their small markets. They're selling off their little small market stations.
Clear Channel really got to start doing the small market radio thing. And I'm very surprised that that's where they're going to be selling from.
That's what they're doing. And they're going private as well, which is also interesting. So they won't be beholden to their stockholders because they won't have them. They'll be privately owned, which means they can do radio differently. They don't have to worry about the quarterly reports and all that. They can invest and they can take a station and put it on the air for the necessary 2 years it needs to be on the air to really start getting ratings and start showing that this is a viable format and that sort of thing. So there's some positive things happening in the industry, but to tie this back into what Ola was talking about, or what we were talking about, as far as people that they ask us from time to time, guys, how do I get into the business?
Yeah, I want this.
I want to do my own radio show.
It seems like a lot of them really want just to get paid big bucks to start with. Hey, I'm smart, funny, and witty. People would want to listen to me. How do I get a talk radio show?
I haven't seen that attitude. I've not
seen it. I definitely have. I don't think that it's I don't think that it's right on top, mm-hmm. but I think that that's sort of where they're coming from. And it's not like you and I just fell into having a successful talk radio show. We put a lot of time and energy into it. And I'm not saying that we're anything special. We just put the time in.
Yeah. That's what you got to do. You've got to get out there. You've got to crank out the product. And in the beginning, it's not going to be worth anything to anybody. In the beginning, you'd be lucky if you have listeners, let alone money coming in. It's taken us 5 years to get to where we are, and we're still not really making a lot of money at this. So if you're getting into radio to make money, get out. Get out and go and do something like accounting or, fixing automobiles.
Else.
You know, something where you can actually get paid decent, because this is not a glamorous industry. As much as it pretends to be, it's not. 800-259-9231, so hopefully we've addressed that appropriately. Let's continue with the calls and talk to Kevin in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
What's up, gentlemen?
What's happening?
Anyways, I just wanted to make the point that, Rob Hall's going to be on and, Comedy Central with Jon Stewart tonight at about 11
o'clock Eastern time is when the Daily Show is on, and yes, they are going to have Ron Paul on, which is great news, I think.
Yeah, and I was actually hoping they would be down at 8 o'clock, because I was at TVGuide.com, and they kind of told me it was about to be a new show at 8 o'clock, and then I watched it, and here we are.
Well, if you live on the East Coast, it will be on at 8 o'clock, or the West Coast, rather, it will be on.
Right, so...
well, you'll just have to be patient and go online. I'm sure somebody will YouTube it by tomorrow afternoon.
Well, either that or, like I said, it's a lot better watching it in person, live, so...
I don't know. Is it really that much better?
Well, I mean, it gives you a little more excitement, I guess.
Cause I suppose.
You're thinking, as you're watching the show, you're like, well, there's a million other people watching it or more, And I'll tell you what, I... pretty much text messages, did a blanket text message to everybody in my phone group, telling them this is going to be at 8 o'clock, and now I got to go repeat the process and tell them this is going to be at 11 o'clock,
I understand. Watching it live, sort of like, you want to be the first kid on the block to have a brand new toy or something like that. But really, I mean, it's not an interactive show, so you can't pick up your phone and call in and ask questions, which you will be able to do when we have Ron Paul on the show. And rumor has it might be sooner rather than later. I can't announce anything at this point, but thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMIncorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more, start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMIncorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMIncorporated.com. Do it now.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features there completely free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, like over 380 of our listeners have decided to do for as little as $3 a month. All you have to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send in that $3 a month, and it's easy. You just sign up once, and you forget about it because it's automatically deducted from your credit card or PayPal account. But you send in that $3 a month, and it helps us out because we can take that money and turn it around into promoting the show, to getting the show on more radio stations, and to, back to what we were talking about before, help these poor radio station owners understand what the future of talk radio is. And that, of course, is Free Talk Live. But this stuff costs money. You know, we've got to buy ads in Talkers Magazine. That's like $1,000 a month. We've got to go to the conventions so we can be seen, so people know that we're serious about this and we're sticking with it and we're staying out there. And that's what we're doing this weekend. By the way, Gardner Goldsmith normally joins us on Monday nights. He is not here tonight, obviously. But he will be here Friday and Saturday nights filling in for us. He and Julia, and in fact, will be doing the show. So that should be
good
cool shows. So you're going to have live content even while we're away doing the Schmooze Fest in New York City. But that's made possible by listeners like you. If it weren't for our Free Talk Live amplifiers, we would not be able to afford. We would have never been able to go to a convention at this point. We would.
They're pretty expensive.
We wouldn't really even be able to afford advertising in Talkers Magazine at any level. Maybe a classified here and there. but certainly not the half-page, very professional-looking advertisements we currently have. It's all because of you.
That's true.
And that's just a couple of examples of the things we're doing. There's a whole list of them at amp.freetalklive.com, plus a list of the perks you get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum and chat room. All the details for you at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
It's a shame that radio is kind of held hostage to the, you know, the advertisement for the perpetuation of it, you know.
And there's a reason for it, and that's because the radio industry loves the protection.
But if you kind of stay true to the true aspect of radio, communication between people at long distances, I think you do good at it, and people would want to get interested in what you're trying to sell because you're staying true to, you know, communication and not just topics that, like you were talking about before with the young folk, you know, they just want to talk about nothing really, you know.
Yeah. As far as radio and communicating with people, there's certainly still the opportunity for radio stations to make money and to be profitable. But I think
if you could break the mold, though, there's like, do we need a half-hour news show every half an hour is good, you know? But then those are the rules you got to take when you get corporate or something, you know, because every show is the same. They play the commercials at the same time. They all break for the half-hour news. Each show is, you know, like that. And the better you get, it seems like the less you talk, the more you sell. And if you really add up the time they're talking, it's only really about like 15 minutes, 13 minutes, and the rest is news, commercials, and
there are really some radio shows. I see where you're coming
from. All, every one of them got it. It's a form. Then it makes you think, are they all part of some organization, you know, that they got to stick to the rules?
Well, there are certainly some of them that are bigger corporations and more homogenized as a result of that.
Right.
But as far as
I don't think there's any conspiracy behind the Phillips head screw.
Then they're spewing, you know, it's just what they want to spew, you know.
Right, there are certain standards, and there is a lot of homogenization, a lot of copycat behavior in this industry, and that's a serious problem, and I agree with you, Dave. Any final thoughts?
Well, I think if someone could break that mold and add freedom to the communication of the miracle of radio, Marconi would be proud.
That's what we're doing here. Thanks for the call, right, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We break the rules of talk radio on Free Talk Live all constantly on this show. And that works. Breaking the mold, obviously, from a viewpoint perspective on Free Talk Live, there's nothing else out here, out in the radio world, at least, that has the perspective that we do. Some hosts like Anil Bort, sort of, maybe he's 5% the libertarians that we are. But, you know, there's nobody out here doing what Free Talk Live is doing. And as far as the standards and the commercial breaks are concerned, I don't know if there's anybody out there, as far as radio shows, individual radio shows are concerned, that are consistently reducing commercial time on the show. That's what we're doing. We've done it once so far, and we plan on doing it again in the future. We have to raise our revenues up a little bit before we can afford to do it. But as soon as we can afford to do it, we'll knock another commercial out of the show.
Because it makes people want to listen.
Right, because it gives them, as Dave was pointing out, it seems like it. And I've heard shows like this where you tune in to listen to your radio show, maybe on your local station, and there's so many commercial breaks and there's so much other non-show content.
Right, there's like 42 minutes worth of show content per hour.
Some of them have less than that. We've got less than that, Mark.
We do.
We've got 39 minutes of show content per hour on this show.
About that.
Well, you know, we are doing something, but there's certain standards that exist simply because it makes sense to have standards. Dave, and I want to sort of explain that, because Dave was confused. Well, why do you have the news at the bottom of the hour? Okay, well, not every station does news at the bottom of the hour, but
some do, and therefore we pretty much have to design a show that has news at the bottom of the hour,
right,
so that for the ones that do.
Because, and the reason why radio stations do that is because they want to make themselves into an appliance for news. They want it to image themselves to where you hear the promos running when you're listening to the talk show that says, tune in at the top and bottom of every hour for news, or whatever. And then that way the listeners know, hey, it's 6:30. I can tune in for news now.
Or traffic. Or
whatever's on at that time. And so us as a radio show that is syndicated in that means we're on more than one radio station, we have to program our show clock, as they call it in the business, to be as compatible with the majority of stations. Because we want to be on as many stations as we can. If we're talking at 30 minutes after the hour, at the 30 point, then not many stations are going to want to pick us up because they need to do news at that time.
Well,
we can't have content there.
Even so, would you want to lose one station, one good station, over not having your break at the bottom of the hour?
Right. So that's the reason why standards exist. There's no other reason besides the fact that it just makes sense to put news at the top of the hour. That's the way it's been done. That's the way it continues to be done. Though there are some stations that break that mold. There are some FM talk stations that have sort of instituted the more hot talky stations are doing like a minute news. They'll throw a minute news in at the very end of the hour, and that'll be it.
Right, they just use a commercial available.
So it's not a 6-minute break, it's a 1-minute sort of thing. So there are some changes, but it hasn't really been adopted as an industry standard or anything like that. And as long as listeners want news, the news breaks will continue to exist. So I don't think that's going to change. anytime soon. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. A little bit of bad news about the adult film industry. We sort of touched on porn over the weekend, and there's some bad news in regards to one of the porn producers being brought up on charges, sort of a follow-up on a case we talked about earlier. That's still to come here, whether you want to talk about the issues or, heck, even if you get questions about the radio business, whatever you want to goes at 800-259-9231. But the good news is I think that radio will survive. I think that as long as the owners and the radio station management, they come around to the understanding that they can't just mail it in anymore in this new competitive world with new media and podcasting and all that. Because it's easy to program a radio station to select a bunch of songs from a lineup and then put those on the air and then have, or heck, it's even easier to subscribe to a satellite service. There are stations here in Keene that pick up their radio content from satellite. It's 100% satellite radio.
Right, they're automated.
Right.
Well, completely.
There are no local personalities on the station. They put their commercial break. They put their commercials in, but all of the songs are programmed in Denver. You know, all of the jocks are in California, and it's homogenized. It's content that I think that listeners realize that is kind of fake and not something that is really worth listening to when you've got a six-disc changer in the car or the MP3 player on shuffle.
Right. That's why talk radio is growing and music radio is shrinking, is because
talk radio is the number one format in America.
Right. Everybody out there is their own program director of their own iPod. They don't really need, and they don't have to sit through 10, 12 minutes, and that's about how many commercials they have per hour, of commercials on the radio. Of course, the radio has the news, and they have the weather, and they have traffic, and those are the things that I think that radio stations are pushing right now.
Well, that's what has to happen. A radio station that wants to live in this new super competitive media world has to really make a name for itself for things that people can't get anywhere else. If you want to listen to the latest Shania Twain song, you can do that on three different radio stations that are all playing country music. You can do it on your iPod. You can do it via CD. But if you want to get the weather, that's something a little bit different. If you want to get local news, that's something that only certain stations can do, and they're news talk stations. And if you want to get local opinion, then the only way to do that is a local talk show. Now, while that local talk show can be distributed via podcast, it should originate on a local radio station to give people a reason to tune in again. So, good luck to radio. I think it'll survive. Hour 3's coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
So you